Meanwhile, Diomedes, lord of the war-cry, charged Aeneas, though he knew well Apollo had sustained him. He feared not even the great god himself, but meant to kill Aeneas and take his armor. 3 times he made his killing thrust. 3 times the lord Apollo buffeted his shield, throwing him back. Beside himself, again he sprang, a 4th time. But the archer god raised a blood-curdling cry, "Look out! Give way! Enough of this craze to vie with gods! Our kind, immortals of the open sky will never be like yours, earth-faring men. Diomedes backed away a step or two before Apollo's terrible anger, and the god caught up Aeneas and set him down on Troy's high citadel of Pergamos, where his own shrine was built. There, in that noble room, Leto and Artemis tended the man and honored him. Meanwhile, Apollo made a figure of illusion, Aeneas's double, armed as he was armed, and round this phantom Trojans and Achaeans cut one another's chest-protecting oxhide shields with hanging shield flaps. Then Apollo said to the war god, "Bane of all mankind, crusted with blood, breacher of walls, why not go in and take this man out of the combat, this Diomedes, who would try a cast with Zeus himself? First he attempted Cypris and cut her lovely hand, then, like a fury, came at me." Apollo turned away to rest in Pergamos, upon the height, while baleful Ares through the ranks of Trojans made his way to stiffen them. He seemed Acamas, a good runner, chief of Thracians, appealing to the sons of Priam. "Princes, heirs of Priam in the line of Zeus, how long will the Achaeans have your leave to kill your people? Up to the city gates? Lying in dust out there is one of us whom we admire as we do Lord Hector, Aeneas, noble Anchises' son. Come, we can save him from the trampling rout." He made them burn at this, and then Sarpedon, in his turn, growled at Hector. "What of you, Hector? Where has your courage gone? Defend the city, will you? Without troops, without allies, you and your next of kin, brothers-in-law and brothers? In the combat I neither see nor hear of them, like dogs making themselves scarce around a lion. We do the fighting, we who are allies here as I am, and a long journey I made of it, from Lycia and Xanthus's eddying river far away, where I left wife and child, with property a needy man would dream of. Here all the same I am, sending my Lycians forward, and going in to fight myself, though I have no least stake in Troy. No booty for Achaeans to carry off, while you stand like a sheep. You have not even called on the rest to hold their ground, to